This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I've been talking a lot tonight about the Biden and the Hunter Biden laptop thing, and we had Raheem Kassam on about a half hour ago. You're going to want to listen to that in the podcast form if you missed it, about the Hunter Biden laptop and why they're bringing it up. And remember, my theory is Joe Biden, obviously not in charge, that he has outlived his usefulness to the system, and that they're all of a sudden really, really mean to him because he sucks. This was Joe Biden today messaging for more COVID money?
Even worse, if we need a different vaccine for the future to combat a new variant, we're not going to have enough money to purchase it. We cannot allow that to happen. Congress, we need to secure additional supply now.
Yeah, Joe Biden, he's really screwed this thing up for them bad. Don't get me wrong, he's done plenty of destruction, but I think they're looking at midterm polls and they're looking at how he's continually bringing them down. He's hurting them, not helping them. If he was giving them even a minor bump, they wouldn't be doing this. I think because he's become a dead weight, I think Joe Biden's gone after the midterms. I'm telling you, I think, of course it'll be medical reasons, right? We'll miss him. He was a great president, but for the good of his health and the good of our nation, they will resign. Joe Biden must resign, and it is time for Dome. Oh, gosh. We have to stop. It's too much. We have to stop. But that's my thing. All right, back to this email. I told you I was going to try to do an email roundup tonight. I still have to get to this Fox News growing and why they're growing. Why does that happen? Why are the other cable news companies shrinking and companies like Fox News are growing? Which also reminds me, my show tonight on the First TV, it's going to be one you're going to want to tune into. It's going to be a gigantic recap of all the various ways that I've been right. And who doesn't love that, Chris? Who doesn't love what? Who doesn't love hearing I told you so? So go download the First TV app. It's free and join my show tonight. All right, this guy emails in and says, on the drug overdose thing, why do you have a problem with that? If people want to kill themselves, let them kill themselves. or do you want to regulate that too? All right. He's talking about, I brought up yesterday how you can't find a story right now on the news, on any news outlet, about fentanyl and how we lost 100,000 Americans last year to overdoses. That's a gigantic number. And this fentanyl is coming from China and it's being trafficked across our southern border, which is open, and it's killing Americans. And you can't find a news story on it for a lot of different reasons. One, it would expose the fact that we have an open border, so the media won't report on it. But the other reason is this. People don't care as much when someone overdoses. And I'm not judging anybody for that. I'm a terrible person. It's like when a gang member gets killed. You see some gang member, Chicago, New York, LA, whatever the case may be, Philly. You get some gang member gets killed. Do you cry about it? Are you sad about it? No, you care about the kid who got kidnapped or something like that. You see a gang member get killed, and even if you don't do it publicly, I know what you do privately. You go, well, you had it coming. That's what you do. I get it. There are stories that tug at your heart, and there are stories that don't tug at your heart. And when you have someone who struggles with substance abuse, it's easy, especially for people who've never struggled with it, it's easy for them to simply write that off and write that person off as being worthless and useless. Well, I'm here to tell you, man, I've seen plenty of this in my life, and I'm not defending it, right? But I understand all people have struggles. People just struggle with different things. And some of that stuff is not easy to kick. And I know, this is wild to me, I love this. I know we have a bunch of people who actually listen to this show from prison. We have a bunch of people who listen from prison. And you ever talk to somebody who's been in the joint or is currently in the joint, and maybe they're there for drugs or maybe alcohol, you know, got tuned up on booze and got a DUI, hurt someone or something like that. Talk to those people. Talk to them and hear what they went through. I am more merciful to people who struggle with substance abuse. It's obviously, look, you should stay away from this stuff forever and never touch it and don't do drugs. I understand that, but that's not always the way it works. Remember, I brought up that documentary I watched about the Crips and the Bloods, about the guy who was hiding his drugs for his grandma when the cops came in. You have to hide drugs for your grandma? Grandma ever hand you an 8-ball of coke and say, hey, stash this for me, Bill? No, of course she didn't. You had a normal grandma. Other people haven't. That's all. That's all I'm saying. All right. Please tell me what the difference is between transsexuals and transgender. I'm a dumb farmer. Says I can say his name. His name is Mitch. Mitch, I have no earthly idea. That's one. Two, I have no interest at all in finding out. I am not here to cater to the brand new, to whatever the newest mental illness is that's sweeping across the United States of America. Not only do I not understand all these things, I have no desire to do so. I am not going to be the guy who normalizes all this stuff. I'm going to be the guy who points out this stuff is insane and it's wrecking kids in this country. Oh, Menu Whisper, proprietor of many guns. While I'm familiar with your many strong stanced food takes, such as proper nacho eating method or garlic bread being the best side for wings, hold on there. Garlic bread's not the best side for wings. Garlic bread is the best side for everything. And I mean everything. And I don't know why people won't just acknowledge garlic bread is the greatest food ever. Sitting down for a steak, know what goes great with steak? Garlic bread. Spaghetti? How about some garlic bread? We'll get pizza. The fellas and I will get pizza here at the office. We'll get garlic bread with it. Chicken wings? It's a no-brainer. Need something to sop up all that wing sauce and blue cheese or ranch on the plate? Know what does that great? Garlic bread. Garlic bread, garlic bread, garlic bread is the greatest side forever. For everything, I mean. He said, never have I heard you mention crawfish or your personal take on it. Are you a fan of the crawfish boil events where they lay all the crawfish on a big table outside and everyone just eats them as they please? See, I told you we were going to tackle the hard issues tonight. One, if you're not from the South or you've never been exposed to anything from the South, what you call eating crawfish, they oftentimes in the South, definitely in New Orleans, they call it sucking heads. Now, crawfish is amazing. One of the best meals ever. And a crawfish boil, if you've never been or experienced one, allow me to elaborate. And you can do this at a neighborhood level Or you can do this. Let's say you're listening to my voice from New York City right now. Maybe you're listening on the great 710 WOR. And maybe you've never even seen a crawfish boil. Well, hear me out. About 4 or 5 months of the year, I'm not an expert, it becomes crawfish season. Well, they'll harvest these things up, and then you can buy them down in Texas all over the place. Obviously, in Louisiana, they've got this thing mastered, but Texas all over the place. What you do at a crawfish boil is these guys will get this gigantic vat, this gigantic pot. This is always done outside. I've never seen one inside. And they'll pour all this crawfish in it, yes, but they pour a lot more than that. They pour in corn and potatoes. There's always some delicious sausage of some kind sliced up in it. There's always some spicy Cajun seasoning mixed in it. And they do this gigantic vat of the stuff and they boil it up. Then when it's eating time, you don't get a plate like some commoner. There's a gigantic table. There's normally newspaper thrown down on the table. They simply take this huge vat of food and they dump out this huge, steaming, spicy pile of deliciousness in the middle of the table and you scarf. We do this in my neighborhood all the time. We have a bunch of guys from Louisiana. There's always a bunch of Louisiana transplants here and they're just masters at it. You always let the Louisiana guys handle a party. Nobody knows how to party and cook like Louisiana people. No one in the country does. You let them handle it. And they'll do these big crawfish boils, and you got to come. You bring your money because crawfish is, everyone pitches in some money for the crawfish. And families, kids are running around playing, and you just sit around, maybe a couple Bud Heavies, and you just sit and you suck heads and eat sausage, and you're trying to put the flames out on your mouth. Crawfish is one of the great things ever. But maybe you're listening to me from Wyoming right now. Maybe you've never experienced this in your life before. And you don't have neighbors like that. Get to a Cajun restaurant during crawfish season and you can get a mini experience of this. They'll bring you a big vat of it with a bib. They always bring you a bib and a bunch of stuff to wipe your hands because it's messy. And they'll just set down this steamy pile of goodness in front of you. You sit back and you enjoy. All right? How about that, Chris? Educating people on the Southern way of life, a Yankee like me. You're not the only one who knows stuff about the South, Chris. I moved here on purpose. All right, let's talk about Madison Cawthorn. He's a congressman. He made a claim about D.C. Everyone's mad about it. And why is Fox News growing while others are shrinking? We'll talk about both those things here in just a second. But we did get to this email, too. I wanted to get to this. Jesse, what number do I call and say Jesse Kelly for the cell phone service with Pure Talk? From your cell phone right now, pick it up, look at your phone, dial #250, #250, all right, #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And I want to tell you, when you switch to Pure Talk, not only are you done funding companies who hate you, you're going to save a fortune. Average family saves $800 a year or more. And when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you save an additional 50% off your first month. That's half off your first month. And it takes less than 10 minutes. There's no excuse not to do this. And I don't think that's proper English, but you know what I mean. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to bring this up here. There's a headline, Fox News grows year over year in the first quarter. Okay. Remember, I don't work for Fox News. I go on there on occasion with my buddy Tucker and whatnot, but I don't work for Fox News. I work for The First, so I'm not here shilling for anybody, but that's the headline for them. And there's another headline out there. CNN Plus, their employees are bracing for layoffs, possibly as soon as May, from a Charles Gasparino, amid projections of lackluster sales and the new streaming channels, so on and so on. Okay, so they're going down. Fox is going up. Why? What happened? I used to make this claim all the time when Donald Trump was president, And it boy, did it turn out to be true. People have options when it comes to entertainment or infotainment. They just do. You're an idiot if you don't think they do. People have options. Right now, whatever you're doing, maybe you're making dinner. Maybe you're on the drive home. Maybe you're on the drive to work. Maybe you're taking your kid to school. There's people listen a thousand different ways now, but I know this. You have options. Lots of them. You're listening to me. Okay. Well, that means I'm in the interesting business. It is my job to be interesting. I happen to believe very passionately about the things I talk about, as you could probably tell, and I like to have fun. That helps. But my job is to be interesting. If I'm not, you'll go find something else. But something happened during Donald Trump's presidency, and I could see it happening, and it blows me away all these fancy, high-educated media executives could not see what was happening. Donald Trump himself is interesting. And I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. I don't care if you love Donald Trump. Donald Trump is interesting. He just is. One of the most interesting human beings I've ever seen in my entire life. He's just a cartoon character, from the hair and the way he talks and the jets. He's interesting. Because Donald Trump is so interesting, cable news companies like CNN got very, very lazy during his 4 years. Why? Well, if you have some loser like Don Lemon or Brian Stelter doing a nightly show, they don't have anything interesting to say. Those guys aren't interesting. There's no personality there. There's no humor there. There's no charisma. There's no gravitas. No one's watching because they're interesting. But Donald Trump is so interesting that if you're going to rant and rave about Donald Trump for 4 years, people will tune in. They're not tuning in for Don Lemon. They're tuning in because they want to hate watch Donald Trump. If you're watching CNN, you want to hate watch Donald Trump. The problem with that is you get stale. You get stale. You lose whatever skills you had, and you don't make yourself better over that time. You don't make yourself better at all. You don't try new things. You don't try out this joke or try this or try that. Trump is so interesting. You just sit back every night with your boring host, let him rant and rave about Trump the whole time, and watch the checks roll in. Well, that's fine. Right up until the point Donald Trump isn't president anymore. And now you still have Don Lemon on TV. You still have Brian Stelter on TV. There's no Donald Trump to rant and rave about. Remember, they're all in the interesting business. Why would you watch anymore? People make this mistake. Maybe you've made this mistake. I know I've made mistakes like this in the past. Maybe you get a... I'm not going to elaborate on the job, but I had a job once. And the pay wasn't great, but it was okay. I mean, I was paying my bills. It was okay. Pay wasn't great. But I had a boss, and this boss just was never there. I don't know whether the guy was on drugs or just lazy or whatnot, but the boss was never there. And when the boss was there, the boss would never examine my work, ever. Never check in. Hey, Jesse, I know you're a snot-nosed kid. Let's make sure you're doing the job right. He just never checked in. I didn't do that well on that job. Now, don't get me wrong. I got paid and everything was fine. I didn't get fired or anything like that. But by the time I was done with that job, when I had to move on and do something else, I was not a better worker. I was not better at anything. Why? Because nobody challenged me to improve. I could just show up. I could not show up. I could show up and order a pizza and go sit in the back room for a couple hours and eat pizza on the job. The boss would never know. That's what happened to the cable news companies. MSNBC, CNN, all these companies. For 4 years, you got fat and lazy because Donald Trump was so incredibly interesting, you didn't have to go out and find new talent. You didn't have to go out and find somebody who could carry a show in an interesting way. You didn't have to do any of that because Trump was, gosh, he's his own orbit. You ever been to a Trump rally? I went to a Trump rally once. If you haven't, even if you don't really like Trump, I would recommend you go. One, they're a blast. Two, it reminds you you're not alone. And three, it's like a football game. If Trump is coming to town for a rally, we had one in Houston, and that's where I went. I went with my buddy, my mentor, Michael Berry. We'd be 20 or 30 miles away from the stadium where they were having the event, and there would be gigantic sidewalk vendors having set up selling Trump merchandise all over the area. We're talking a huge radius around the area. Trump merchandise is just being sold. There were people tailgating at the event that morning like it was a college football game. The dudes show up ready to go. The ladies, they're dressed to the nines. It is like a rock concert. He's so interesting. He destroyed cable news by holding up cable news. He allowed them all to get fat and lazy and convince themselves about how great they were. You know, every one of those guys, every one of those cable news hosts looked at those ratings during Trump's 4 years and said, oh, man, I am killing it out there. No, buddy, no, you're not.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a loser. You're not interesting at all. He was. And now Daddy Trump is gone. And you have to get up and be interesting for an hour on TV without your daddy. And you can't. That sucks. Hang on.
Oh.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Madison Cawthorn got himself in a little bit of hot water. He went on some podcast. He's a congressman, in case you don't know. I know the guy a little bit. He's a good dude. He went on some podcast, and he basically said, hey, people have done cocaine in front of me, and they've invited me to parties that are not for kids. Right? Some not-for-kid parties. That's what we're going to put it that way. Not-for-kid parties. And then something very odd happened, because this barely made the headlines for me a couple days ago. Okay, so you're in a place where a bunch of wealthy, powerful people are, and some people have done drugs in front of you, and they've invited you to some parties where you better be careful. Maybe Kamala was there, but whatever the case may be, they've invited him to. And I thought, oh, okay, well, yeah. But then something very odd happened. There was backlash that he said that. Media outlets, Kevin McCarthy himself, the top Republican in the House, apparently says he pulled him aside and talked to him about it. Cawthorn today came out and said, hey, I over-exaggerated a little bit. Well, what is that old Shakespeare line? Thou doth protest too much. I wasn't paying much attention to this whole thing other than a little funny headline until everyone started demanding he take it back. Now I'm awfully interested in exactly what he has to say. I'm also interested in getting into Congress. Quit. That's a joke. Stop. We're getting back to the emails. Dear Shogun, murderer of buttery. You know, that's not very nice. That's the old fish story. I'm not telling it again. Big fan of yours and a daily podcast listener from Canada. You always mention that you've made more screw-ups than anyone in the world. Yet, of course, you are a highly important celebrity that you are today. What are some strategies to cope with mistakes we made, and how do we recover from them? Oof. Thank you for an amazing show, and keep radiating your handsomeness through the airwaves. Look, all I do is remind myself that everybody has them. Lots of times when people get down in life, like maybe you're in a down spot in your life right now. Maybe you are. Everything isn't sunshine and roses, right? Maybe you're having a problem with your kid. Maybe you're a kid having a problem with your parents. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're going through, maybe you're in one of those moments in life when life's kicking you around. And maybe it's your fault. Because those are the ones that really hurt, right? It's one thing if circumstances just kind of nail you. It's another thing if you're the reason. And I've been the reason a lot. You know, that's generally been me and my fault. You know what helps me? I remind myself that everybody has stuff they've gone through or they're about to go through. What happens is we look at other people's lives. Yeah, you know, the neighbor couple across the street. Oh, look how he's super successful. Wow, he drives a BMW. Look how handsome he is. Oh, look at his wife. She's so beautiful. They have three kids, Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. And they're all perfect students, straight A's, and sports stars. Their lawn is even mowed every week. They must be perfect. They've got just as many problems as you have, if not more. You know how I know? Because everyone's got them. That's how I know. I didn't know I was going to do self-help stuff tonight, Chris. Jesse, I hear you talk a lot about freedom the last few shows. Listen, I don't know what that would mean, but I wanted you to know that, of course, freedom is not free.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. You would have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen,
thank you. Jesse, Bob Seger. No, Jesse, I truly love everything about you, especially your ability to tick people off. It's the only reason I keep a Twitter account, to read how you've made someone's head explode. With that, I have to wonder, are you trolling us with this Bob Seger love? Every song is about, wait for it, Bob Seger. Jab pointy sticks in my ears, then take out my eyes in case I have to read the lyrics about him. So many good things came out of the 70s. Seeger's narcissism is welcome to stay with the absurdly long collared shirts. Best wishes on finding a good 12-step Seeger program. Nobody who's ever emailed the show has been more wrong than that guy. Now, is Seeger a narcissist? I don't know the guy. Seeger's awesome. Seeger's awesome. You listen to Seeger, you turn on, especially if you're on a road trip, you turn some Seeger music on, man, you just jam. You just, what is your problem? All right, back to what I was saying earlier about I've made this prediction. And you guys better have written this one down because this is a doozy. I say Joe Biden will be forced out after the midterms. And the reason I say it is it's bizarre how the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're all now sounding like right-leaning news outlets?
Well, Brianna, this is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. We are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. They're talking to witnesses, they're bringing people into the grand jury, they're issuing subpoenas, and I would expect, as Evan reported, they're now gaining steam, and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Why now? Everyone's known this information. None of this information is new. The Hunter Biden laptop story was broken by the New York Post prior to the election. Everyone with half a brain looked into it and figured out it was new. The Washington Post knew it was new back or knew it was real back then. The New York Times knew it was real back then. CNN knew it was real back then. And now they're all breaking the news and talking about it and challenging Joe about it. The audio sucks, so I'm not going to play it for you. I brought this up earlier. But Joe Biden did the public, you know, I got my second booster today. Of course, he had to do it in public like before. And normally, remember, the media is just, they either sit there silently or they're fawning over Joe. Joe, what's your favorite ice cream? Today, they were flat out hostile. It was like Donald Trump was president again. They were hostile, yelling at him about Hunter and Russia, and they were nasty. Why? What happened? My theory is the powers that be, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the World Economic Forum guys, the big tech guys, they want to destroy the country. They need Democrats to remain in power for them to destroy it at a fast enough pace. Republicans will help them destroy it too, just a lot slower. So they need Democrats to remain in power. I think they have sat back after Joe Biden's recent disaster going over to NATO and calling for Putin's head, basically. I think they all sat back and they decided he's doing more harm than good. It's time for Joe to go. I absolutely could be wrong. This is just a theory. I don't have some inside. I tell you when I have inside baseball news, I have no inside baseball news on this whatsoever. Just a theory. My theory is they want Joe Biden gone and they're going to run him out the back of the White House after the midterms. Maybe before, but I say after the midterms. And then we all know what time it is. What, Chris? I can't do anything about it. She's the vice president. All right, we still have headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to get to a couple more emails here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do any of that, though, how often do we talk about putting our money where our morals are? We talk about it all the time. I do. You do. I want to spend my money here. I'm done spending my money here. I'm not buying Nike. I'm not watching the NFL. I'm not watching Disney. We do it all the time. Well, there's a corporation out there, a big one, that puts out incredible products. All of them have a 60-day money-back guarantee. And they're not passively sitting on the sidelines. They're actively campaigning for the things you want and the things I want. It's MyPillow. It's Mike Lindell. They have more than just the best freaking pillows ever. They have the Giza Dream Sheets, the greatest sheets ever, and they have them for their lowest price ever right now. 60% off. You can get them as low as $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Go get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Or maybe you're on the road. That's fine. Just call 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. It's a critical part of the show, Chris. It is. There's nothing you can do to stop it now, Chris. There's like 1,200 of them. It's 1,700 of them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. All right. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in a second. I do want to make sure we all remember. Well, why do I think Joe Biden's going to be gone? Joe Biden isn't running things. Guys like this are running things.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
That's Klaus Schwab, born in Germany in 1938. So just putting that in. What, Chris? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just pointing out where and when he was born. What are you looking at me like that for? Don't know what your particular problem with that would be. Hi, Jesse. Listening to your podcast, you said 500 meters. How about 500 yards? The U.S. uses standard measurements, or did Texas move to Europe? Have a good day. Thanks for all you do. We used meters in the Marines. I'm sure I was talking about something to do with that. Every now and then I slip up, okay? Jesse, I know you're a snack guy. What are your top 5 Little Debbies? I don't know about top 5 off the top of my head, but I'll tell you this right now. Oatmeal cream pies. Gosh, oatmeal cream pies are so underrated. If you don't love a good cream pie, we can't be friends. That's one. Two, Star Crunch. Not Cosmic Brownie, Chris. That's garbage, Cosmic Brownie. Star Crunch, people don't even know about Star Crunch. Some people have never even heard about Star Crunch. I've been living the Star Crunch life for years. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Look, I understand the feeling. O.J. Simpson sympathizes with Will Smith wanting to lash out. Isn't it? Do you feel sometimes like you live in a movie or some form of alternate reality where the guy who really everyone knows he killed his wife now feels totally comfortable regularly commenting on whatever public issue is going on at the time? Like, how did that happen? Shanghai COVID. Oil prices fall after the city starts a lockdown. China is still over there locking down its citizens. And I still come back to this. I still remember this. I remember China locking down its citizens. They put out those fake propaganda videos of people falling over dead in the street. You remember those videos? And then America, let me check my notes here. Land of the free. Yep, still says that. The land of the free looked at what communist China did in response to a virus, and we copied them. Gosh, that's amazing. As President Joe Biden prepares to address the status of America's fight against COVID-19, Anthony Fauci says it's difficult to say if extensive measures, including lockdowns, were worth it. It's actually not difficult to say at all. I find it remarkably easy to say that what we did during COVID not only destroyed lives, cost people's lives, all that inflation you see now, well, 15 days to slow the spread. That's what I was told. 15 days to slow the spread. Look, I warned back then.
I am telling you, the public outcry had better start switching gears from save us from the disease and close us all down to open us back up now, or we are heading towards a Great Depression in the United States of America. Not a recession, a Great Depression. And some jerkwater $1 trillion bill in Congress, even if it did pass, ain't going to change that. Not one bit. I have never seen this kind of lunacy in my life. I'm disgusted by the people who lead us, but I'm not surprised. Maybe that is a good thing that can come from all this. On top of the family time, maybe more time in prayer, maybe we all need a helpful reminder that we have a bunch of degenerate sociopaths leading this country.
That was me from, 2020. March of 2020, that was me. FEC finds DNC and Hillary Clinton over the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. Think how much play in the media the Trump-Russia collusion hoax got. There was a special investigator. There was a special counsel. Remember Robert Mueller? There was a special counsel who spent 2 years investigating something that Hillary Clinton's campaign concocted out of thin air, and they did all this with the help of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and not one person went to jail. Not a single person went to jail over that whole thing. Man, oh man. Republicans expose uncommon CDC teachers union ties on COVID school reopening guidance in the report. Like I said earlier, somebody has to go to prison. Someone has to go to prison, not out of revenge, although that's fun too. Someone has to go to prison because the next time they decide to abuse the American people to reward their political friends, they'd better be too afraid to do it. Biden administration proposes a billionaire's minimum tax. You're going to see, get ready for this, because you're going to see a lot of this up until the midterms. Democrats are obviously well aware that they're going to take a beating of some kind in the midterms. They know all this. What you're going to see is they're going to try to super serve various parts of their base to try to get them revved up so they will get out and vote and mitigate the losses. The losses are coming, but there are losses and then there are losses, right? We don't know how bad they're going to be yet. Democrats are going to try. You're going to see them do endless pushes. That's what that anti-lynching bill was about. That was trying to turn out their black base. They're going to do all kinds of feminist stuff. They're going to try to appeal to, LGBTQ Air Force. They're going to try to do all of it. All right, that's enough politics for the day. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to be back tomorrow to have a lot more fun. I don't know. You know, I might end up taking phone calls tomorrow. Maybe not. I mean, we tried once this week, and it was such a horrific failure that I'm still suffering PTSD from how bad that was. All right, keep your chin up, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.